With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Still fighting overseas, the Hamas, after their big attack on Israel earlier in the day on Saturday, continued to pummel the region. At night, Israeli Defense Force is also getting back with some really hard fighting themselves. Meanwhile, they carried out the unprecedented multi-front attack on Israel. They fired thousands of rockets, dozens of Hamas fighters infiltrating the heavily fortified border in several locations, catching the country off guard. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel is at war. President Biden says the U.S. stands strong with its ally.
People of Israel are under attack.
President Biden has condemned what he calls the appalling and unconscionable violence that's left hundreds dead in Israel and the West Bank.
The United States stands with Israel.
And affirming Israel's right to defend itself.
There's never justification for terrorist attacks. And my administration's support for Israel's security is rock solid and unwavering.
The president is sending sympathy and denouncing the killings of so many civilians.
In the street, in their homes, innocent people murdered, wounded, entire families taken hostage.
His Israeli counterpart, Benjamin Netanyahu, says the Jewish state is now at war and Hamas will pay a heavy price. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump endorsing Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan to succeed Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House. But South Carolina Senator Tim Scott tells Salem News Channel that the removal of McCarthy is taking away voter attention away from what he describes as detrimental administration policies.
There's no doubt that we're seeing chaos in the House, and the real question is, what's the benefit to the American people? And the bottom line is that there is no benefit to the American people.
This is SRN News. Forget the temperature. It's never too early to think about Christmas.
Operation Christmas Child, that is. Samaritan's Purse is already laying the groundwork for its annual outreach and is urging believers across the country to get busy now. Each year, the giant relief ministry sends millions of shoeboxes full of small gifts and the gospel to kids in poor nations around the world. And National Collection Week is looming in mid-November. Organizers say Christians would do well to pack their boxes early this year. Details at SamaritansPurse.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates and parents' rights groups celebrating a victory in Iowa after the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals blocked the Lindmar Community School District's rule requiring all students to use the preferred pronouns of their transgender classmates and share bathrooms with them. If a student refused to comply, even for religious reasons, they could have faced expulsion. Legal experts expect the Supreme Court to step in. SRN News. Uber's adding a new task to its list of services, mailing consumers return packages.
The ride-hailing and delivery company says its drivers will collect up to 5 prepaid and sealed packages and drop them off at a local post office or at UPS or FedEx stores. Uber will charge a flat fee of $5 for the service or $3 for its Uber One members. The San Francisco-based company said the service will be available in nearly 5,000 U.S. cities to start.
Jeremy House reports customers can choose package drop-off locations within Uber's app, and drivers will provide visual confirmation once a package has been dropped off. Starting next year, if you want to buy a new or used electric or plug-in hybrid vehicle, you could get income tax credits at the time of purchase. Near instant credits of up to $7,500 for new and $4,000 for used vehicles should lower your purchasing costs. Some restrictions apply. SRN News.